Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. What that means is you are free because I give you that freedom, the benevolent dictatorship that I have. Becomes a true republic on Fridays. That means I give you the opportunity to call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. And it's really easy. You just pick up the phone. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. What if I told you, friends, that there is a way, there's another way that Donald Trump could win this election other than these hand recounts, other than the U.S. Supreme Court invalidating one or two elections because of enough evidence of voter fraud? What if I told you there was another way? Now, Mark Levin has alluded to this, and I'm going to get into it because it's an interesting article in Revolver News, of all places, which might be fast becoming the new Drudge Report. I've stopped reading Drudge because they've gone hard to the left, anti-Trump, so the heck with them. In fact, right now, I'm watching Newsmax. I usually have the TV in the remote studio here on Fox, but I'm having a tough time do that. By the way, I'm looking at the Epoch Times news page, and it has Trump at 232 electoral votes versus Biden's 227. That's because they still list Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia as undecided. It's going to be an interesting few days. They are getting closer to getting it right with the Republicans, at least in terms of the House, because they also have the Senate in the House there on the home screen. There's actually more Republicans, I think, that have been elected to the U.S. House than what they're showing there. But we'll see, because there are still some undecided cases out there, because believe it or not, folks are still counting votes. It is Freedom Friday. I'm going to get into this other pathway. There's a couple of other things before I get to Ron, who's our first caller on Freedom Friday. Again, you can call. I'll get you on the air more quickly than normal. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Governor Brown and Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum are defending the state's relief fund for Black Oregonians. Folks, remember what I said when this first came out? This is a federal lawsuit waiting to happen. Well, it's happened. A federal lawsuit was filed by a small logging company over in John Day, folks, saying that the Oregon Cares Fund, this designation of money specifically for Black people, violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution by distributing government benefits on the basis of race. And, folks, this one is going to be successful. And Kate Brown and Ellen Rosenblum are going to look stupid again. And there's one other thing, folks. Five races were painfully close in Oregon, of all places. And it lists them. This is an Oregon Catalyst article. And this is why the integrity of your voting system is so critical. So critical. Vote by mail or not. House District 52 came within 175 votes. Tim Knope won, incumbent Republican senator in Bend, by just under 1%. Denise Bowles defeated by 505 votes. Longtime incumbent Democrat Brad Witt, who I served with way back in the early 2000s, barely won with 547 votes with a guy nobody's ever heard of and had no money. Elections matter. Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you on Freedom Friday? What do you want to talk about, brother?
I want to talk about several things. One, the situation on the lawsuit, John Day, send me a private message on him. I wouldn't mind filling out a friend of a course brief on that logger's business. You know, we got another situation in this state. Your governor wants to give free money to transgender and other of our tax dollars. And it's on my Facebook page. You know where it's at, Jeff. It's talking more about it. And then let's talk about the rally that they're going to have to stop the stealing. This is very butt-minded, in my opinion, because we need to come out. I'm telling everybody out, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Constitution-loving Americans, and come to the Capitol and other places designated state, because we got to show the strength of the people and their dismay.
You're right, brother. There's a huge rally. There's convoys headed to Washington, D.C. Tomorrow, we are actually meeting at 11 a.m. on the steps of the Capitol building. 11 a.m. tomorrow, folks.
The last thing I want to address, my brother, is that I can answer that last thing. Go back to Grover Cleveland. I mean, not Grover Cleveland, but Rutherford B. Hayes. And you know how they solved that? Because there was too much finagling with the Southern votes and everything else. The legislators of those, there was a 15-member bipartisan council, which was more Republican in the House of Representatives, and they went to the states. And at the same time, those votes, in exchange to get rid of Reconstruction, that's how Rutherford B. Hayes became a one-term president and got elected, because the votes were somewhat fraudulent and divided amongst, and that was the deal. So the 12th Amendment that was used was a standing ground that makes it. So it still boils down to the majority of states win. And if there's this much fraudulent in Wisconsin, Michigan, and everything else, and this is where the party, the Republican body, must grow a backbone, since they have a majority in those states I mentioned, including Pennsylvania, and do the wills of the people accordingly. Because that's too much Barbara Streisand, Bernie Sanders, or bullshit.
That is the perfect segue. Ron, thank you, brother. Be safe out there. God, see you tomorrow
you
on the steps
God
of the Capitol.
See you tomorrow,
11
brother.
O'clock.
I want to speak.
Well, let good. I hope they let you.
Yeah,
I do hope they let you.
And
I think there'll be plenty of time to do that. I'll be speaking a little bit tomorrow. I know Stacey Ann will be there also. It's going to be important, folks. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Anything's on the table today. Or you can shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Kathy, who's on the line. Kathy, good morning. What do you have to say today on Freedom Friday?
Well, I've got a couple of things. The first time that I called you, I was talking about having our ballots marked according to party on the outside.
That occurs in the primary only. Are you there?
Yeah,
it is sure? Not supposed to be happening for the general election. Now, if it is, we need to know about it.
Well, there's lots of people that sent in ballots. I mean, I can't remember if I paid attention to it, but anyway. And then the other thing was the Secretary of State firing somebody.
The Director of Elections, yes.
Yeah, that is I don't know why there's not more attention paid to that. And the other thing was, if you want to see what President Trump is made of, remember when Iran shot down our drone?
Yep.
And first thing he said was, how many people would die if we retaliated? And he said, it ain't worth it. Human life is not worth losing over a drone. And that's the kind of guy he is, I think. And he didn't get enough credit for that decision because Iran was trying to get him to engage.
Not only was Iran trying to get him to engage, but so also was the military-industrial complex, both the Pentagon, and that's why he is hated now by some of the top generals of the Pentagon, because he won't engage in endless wars. And he's right to do so. And I think that this is one of his best accomplishments. Kathy, thanks. Good reminders all on Freedom Friday. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We're getting close to the first break here, folks. I want to remind you, you know, if your air conditioning heating system, your heat pump system is not working correctly, you need to call Freedom Heating and Air. They're based right here in Salem. They've been here for well over 40 years. They have great discounts for veterans and for seniors. More importantly, if something breaks on you, your furnace just dies, they can quickly come out and get it fixed for you, or they can, frankly, get it replaced for you. Maybe it's time to upgrade to a new system. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. There's an article in The Federalist about why, here's the title, why President Trump has a strong Supreme Court case to contest Pennsylvania. And this ultimately is a complimentary article to the article I want to talk about from Revolver News that we'll talk about when we get back from this break. Here's the headline. The law is clear. If an election is stolen, state legislatures can restore the will of the people. That's what Ron was talking about, the will of the people. Now, how could this happen? Well, we're going to get into it, folks. The president, as you know, retweeted this Gateway Pundit story, in essence, about 2.7 million of his votes just disappearing in these states that use Dominion voting system software and the machines. Now, apparently, according to Maria Bartiromo and others this morning, Rudy Giuliani, they have whistleblower evidence from Dominion voting resources affidavits. Yeah, that the glitch that made national news in that one county in Michigan. Yeah, that glitch is far more widespread, which means it isn't a glitch, which means it's in the source code. That's where the fraud is. Now, all of this is pointing not to just the invalidation by the Supreme Court, but actually this issue we're going to talk about. It's in the hands of the state legislature. I'll tell you about that when we come back at 6:20. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. There is a way. There's another way for Donald Trump to become president other than the U.S. Supreme Court invalidating the Pennsylvania election under the Equal Protection Clause, established clearly in prior Supreme Court rulings. And this is the part in the Federalist article, and I'll have this up on the show plan on my Facebook page. The Pennsylvania lawsuit is going to be about the rule of law. It's not going to be about voter fraud. It's going to be about the rule of law. And the concerns are going to be the equal protection. You can't treat one class of people different than another. That's the basis of this federal lawsuit against Kate Brown and Ellen Rosenblum for, and the legislature for that matter, for establishing a black-only fund of COVID relief money here in Oregon. Same argument. You can't treat one class of people different than another. That's what this is going to hinge on at the Supreme Court. This has already been tested in Bush versus Gore. But let's assume that the court doesn't agree with these arguments. Now, by the way, that same lawsuit has been filed in Michigan now, folks. If it's successful in Pennsylvania, it would be successful in Michigan. This is the strategy of the Trump legal team here. Now, let's say that it isn't successful and the court doesn't invalidate the Pennsylvania election or Michigan. There's still another way. And it is the state legislatures, folks. You see, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Wisconsin, and in Arizona, these states are governed by, and in Michigan for that matter, Republicans. The legislatures, they have Democrat governors, but the legislatures are governed by Republicans. The legislatures have the U.S. Supreme Court or the U.S. Constitutional Authority, not Supreme Court, authority to choose the electors that ultimately will then cast their votes for president of the United States. Why do you think the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College so bad and go to the popular vote? So here's what happens, and here's what this article is talking about. State legislators in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and other disputed states, I'm reading from it now, should declare openly right now that they will only accept a Joe Biden victory after a thorough and complete investigation of all potential voter fraud in every state where the electoral outcome is contested. If these investigations are obstructed by the left, i.e. meaning Democrat governors and attorney generals, then, the article continues, they can and must exercise their constitutional power to choose electors that restore the will of the people. Every one of these states, Donald Trump was leading on election night when five of these states all shut down at the same time and quit voting. State lawmakers can elect the electors. Now, we'll get into more of this as we go along, but I want to get to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about today? Hi, Art. Are you there? Nope. Art left. Okay. Then he'll have to call back in later. So here's the deal, folks. The Electoral College election is governed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887. It was amended in 1948. The law sets the exact day the Electoral College meets. It's a hard deadline. Even if the U.S. Supreme Court invalidated the elections, and under our current system, a president cannot be elected, there's no way because of the Constitution, that you can hold another election. So what happens then? Well, it goes to the states. Folks, it doesn't even have to go to Nancy Pelosi and the U.S. House of Representatives, which can choose the president. Literally, the states that could matter here can choose, under the U.S. Constitution, under U.S. law, the electors, those that will vote for Donald Trump. And this article quotes the actual federal law, and then it quotes from the Bush versus Gore U.S. Supreme Court ruling in 2000. And let me read it to you. The state legislature, quote, the state legislature's power to select the manner of appointing elector is plenary. It may, if it so chooses, select the electors itself. There's no doubt of the right of the legislature to resume the power at any time, for it can neither be taken away nor abdicated. The way we do it is we typically allow the parties to choose them. Okay? The Republican Party in Oregon chooses their electors. The Democrat Party in Oregon chooses theirs. Whoever wins the popular vote in the state then gets the right to send their slate of electors to the Electoral College or to cast their vote. The reality is that the legislature can take this power back and say, no, Democrats in Pennsylvania, we're the Republican legislature. We believe there has been substantial fraud committed here and that you have blocked the constitutional rights of people to be able to have their vote counted properly and legally and observed legally. Therefore, we are going to elect our electors as a legislature and elect Donald Trump. That's how this can get done. Back in a moment, 6:30, Freedom Friday, the UN.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. That means you can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about. The lines are full for the moment, but the number to call is 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220, or you can shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. I'm going to get right to the phones in a moment, but I want to remind you that I use CBD because it works for me. Aches and pains, arthritis. Now, I don't have arthritis, but my mother does, and I get her CBD cream that works really well for her. I take tincture under my tongue, and it helps me sleep better. And sometimes when I have a lot of pain, just from sore muscles and things and age, I take the CBD and it helps me. You should buy CBD from a trusted source. And that trusted source is a Salem-based company called Pro Bioscience. I know them well because I buy my CBD from them and I also sell them as a farmer my CBD. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is by far the highest quality. You know why? Because Oregon has the strictest rules, believe me, they do, of any state in the nation for CBD. You can be assured you're getting the best quality product that there is. So go to their website, pro-bioscience, that's pro and the dash mark, bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. And if you buy any of their products online in the month of December, use the discount code Thanksgiving. The word Thanksgiving, and you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Okay, right to the phones. Everybody hang on. We're going to get to you all immediately. We'll start with Art. Art, you're back.
Morning, Jeff. Boy, what a target-rich environment. Well, the thing that you were talking about with the state legislators, that's what I was trying to tell you yesterday, why I discontinued listening to Hugh Hewitt, because he had the audacity to say, well, that would be like just like us, you know, packing the courts and stuff. But that's crap. That's just following the law. And so that's exactly what I was trying to tell you yesterday about the state legislators. Now, God, there's tons of stuff. Texas, Jeff, rejected this software because there was too many glitches in it, and it wouldn't do an appropriate count and stuff. And so I think that's really important for everybody to note, okay, that this software company did not do their due diligence and make sure their program was safe and everything. And so that's another important aspect for people to know. And then also, I'd like to say, you know, Rosenblum and Kate don't care about the law. They will, you know, treat people unequally and do whatever the hell they want to. And it's not a government of the people and equal rights and equal protections, because you and I both know that this state only protects those that benefit them, which is absolutely wrong. And so, yeah, also, you know, we do have that software, and I would challenge any of the dang votes in this state, because I don't trust them at all. I don't really believe that Denise Bowles really lost, okay? At least it's, we should do the whole dang thing over again, but of course we can't in our state legislature, so we're going to have another 2 years of being controlled by dictators. Not, they don't work for us. And last but not least, the state of Oregon is still violating the law and keeping money from blind licensed managers in this state when the law clearly dictates that it's supposed to be going to them. And Oregon citizens, blind people, the guy down at the employment building here in Salem is struggling to make a living. And the state agency, the Oregon Commission for the Blind, is keeping that money illegally. Jeff, I could go on all day. I wish your show was longer. Love talking to Stacy. But listen, everybody, you've got to stay informed, you've got to know what's going on, and you definitely have to fight for our rights. Oh, by the way, Biden said in the first debate to Chris that he would not claim victory until the vote was certified. He lied to the American people right on that debate, and he's going to do and lie for his advantage. He's a corrupt politician, and we need to have a good president like Trump. Later, Jeff. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, God Art. Bless. I appreciate it. One line open, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Rebecca, you're up next. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. That was very stimulating, what Art was saying, and I had forgotten about the governor hanging on to that money that belongs to blind proprietors.
Yep, that's right.
And the Bible has a set of things that are called laws, that they also are called instructions. And those instructions are for our benefit. And when we don't treat each other like the law or the instruction tells us, because we don't accept there is a moral that God cares about, then we suffer, humanity suffers. And And when we come to Jesus Christ, it's not that we're supposed to be lawless. We're supposed to take the law of God into our hearts and into our lives and accept his moral mandate for us. The reason I was calling is because years ago when I was little, I grew up in Congo, and the communists invaded Congo and organized the youth, and the youth came angry and began killing and like village to village, taking over and allowing the communists to rule. The young people were the ones who did the takeovers, but the communists were the ones who came in and organized the communist revolution. And I came very close to dying, but suddenly there were planes swept in and took us out, and the UN sent troops in. That's when America was still in charge of the UN. And they sent in troops and fought the communists in Congo. And here in America, that's what they're doing too. They're organizing the young people, and the young people are willing to rise up because they don't understand, because they don't have a stake all yet in the society. They don't understand how they fit in. And so they're easy to manipulate, and they're easy to get to the dirty work, but they're not the ones that are going to be in charge in the end. In the end, the communists will be in charge. And in Congo, the first thing they did was they would come in and dig a big hole, they'd gather the whole village there to watch, and they would bury 10% of the people in that hole alive. So that's how they established terror. And when Marx said, we give no compassion and we ask no compassion, and when it's our turn, we won't regret terror, that's exactly what they established from day one when they come in. They don't just cut out certain kinds of food. They cut out lives.
Do you think that that's what's happening here now in America with this virus thing and the response to it, the tyranny and the fact that we're going to have a vaccine and the likelihood that you're going to have to prove that you've taken the vaccine? Do you think that's where this is headed?
We're not there yet, but that's where it's headed, because they don't have absolute control yet. In the villages, they were coming in, and once they had absolute control, the killing started. But here in America, they don't have absolute control yet. They're still trying to get control. As long as we have guns in the hands of citizens, they don't have absolute control.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, but, and I'm going to let you go, Rebecca. Thank you for calling on Freedom Friday. But there are those on the left, prominent people on the left, talking about putting together enemies lists in re-education camps. It's not a far cry from what Rebecca saw, having grown up in the Congo. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It is Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about today. Emails to jeff@1220.am. Now, the plan I described for you that is in the Revolver article today is one that is addressed in a Slate article. And it says that the Trump plan, it says that Trump's been working on this for a while. The Trump plan to appoint electors would be a blatant attack on democracy. They say, and they lay out a case, this would go, if legislatures did this, say in Pennsylvania, without a Democrat governor's signature, that would go to the Supreme Court. There is a way that it can be done if a prior law in that legislature, in that state, had been passed. Tim, hang on. I'll get to you when we come back. 6:48 in the morning, Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Feels fine. Feels like
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday, last day of the week, and your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today on Fridays here on Political Coffee, 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, or shoot me an email, and I'll do my best to read it on the air. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. What do you say today?
Good morning. I'm going to take a different twist on this. I think this is a great opportunity. This is a great opportunity to teach the value of the Constitution. If we don't teach the Constitution, then it becomes the person. It becomes Trump or becomes Biden. No, it's the Constitution you teach. Because they want to change the Constitution. You have a lot of people who don't know it. This is a good time to teach it. And if we make it by the person, I don't care about Trump. I don't care about Biden. I care about the Constitution because that will decide how it's supposed to work to begin with. And if we don't do that, the candidate who wins doesn't matter.
How do you get a government-controlled, indoctrinated, brainwashing mentality in the curriculum, and that's what I describe it as. How do you get that taught in public schools? The actual Constitution and the respect for it.
Well, not to be flippant, you can do it just like you do anything else, because they teach that it doesn't have value. Go and demand it through the Board of Education. This is what we want. They did that with what happened in World War II with the Jews in the concentration camps. I don't think you can have a party that would take the position, don't teach it. Make them make that call.
Well, all right, so good point. Force them through the court of public opinion to actually teach the Constitution and the history of the Constitution. Is it an enduring document that enshrines man's inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Or is it a document that's meant to change with the culture and the times, as the left says? It's a great point. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate you calling in. It is a good point. It is an opportunity here. Now, this article in the Slate says that Trump has been... this was part of the Trump plan all along. So for Trump to, and this would be to disregard the certification election counts and to turn to the state legislatures to appoint a slate of pro-Trump electors without governors signing off in the battleground states like Pennsylvania and Michigan. It would be immediately fought before the court, okay? And what they say here, this particular writer, somebody by the name of David Gans, who's probably a lawyer, is my guess. But what they say is that without a explicit state law, this article does not say that the Supreme Court ruling in Bush versus Gore, which I alluded to earlier, that says states have the right to do this constitutionally. His point is, yeah, they do, but you have to have a law passed by the legislature and signed by a governor. The theory here, and Mark Levin has talked about this to some degree, the theory here that Trump is trying to get the state legislatures, Republican legislatures, to do this without a governor's signature, that theory is untested. That's why it would go in front of the court. However, this writer specifically also believes that unless a prior law exists in that state, giving the legislature this power, then they wouldn't be able to do it. Now, that would be part of the arguments here. The only thing I can say is that you, you think it's wild now? You better board up your windows in downtown Portland again, because the left will go nuts. It is kind of interesting, isn't it, how most of the time, in most cities, the protests have stopped. The rioting has stopped, even in Portland, to some degree. I guess there was a company that windows smashed because they have a contract with the city of Portland to clean up homeless camps. Now, a state employee who shall never be named writes me this email. Trump's legal case hinges on one justice. And here's what this person writes. It's great to hear how President Trump's legal team is preparing their case before the Supreme Court in the objective to cause deep concern and doubt about the accuracy and fairness of the election in key battleground states. That is the key, folks, right there. That's why all these lawsuits and all these affidavits is so important, because it doesn't matter whether it's the Supreme Court or it's the state legislatures using their power granted to them in the Constitution and granted to them by Supreme Court rulings, they have to have the justification for it. I can tell you, and by the way, this writer goes on to say that Justice Kavanaugh is going to be that deciding vote. Now, he doesn't have confidence that Kavanaugh will join the conservatives and render a majority decision. Well, maybe. Maybe that's correct. Eileen writes, where can I find the article about the Electoral College and how Trump can win? I'll send it to you. And then another state employee says, we need a full audit of Oregon's election system. How do we know the mail-in voting and vote mail tabulation systems haven't been rigged here for years? Fair question. I think here's the thing, folks, the audit, the hand recount, if Dominion Systems really did change these votes with quote unquote software algorithms and glitches, if that's really the case, hand recount like they're doing in Georgia will prove that. Because you're looking, what you do is you separate all of the Trump votes in a stack and all the Biden votes in a stack, and then you count how many there are. Now, that's one form of the auditing. The recanvassing and recounting process is all a part of it all. But in regards to the Dominion Systems audit, how do we know? I know that I voted. I know that my ballot was accepted, but I don't know that my vote was literally counted correctly. That needs to be fixed. That's why all these lawsuits are important. That's why it's important for you to pray, for you to join us this Saturday, tomorrow, at 11 o'clock on the steps of the Capitol building. It's Defeat the Steal Rally. They're happening all over the United States. This gives Trump and legislators confidence that they can do what they need to do. Stop the steal. Have a marvelous weekend. See you tomorrow on the steps of the Capitol at 11 a.m.